Welcome to the ministry of Reverend David Edigenfi. Reverend David is the founder and president of Kingdom Mystery Center Worldwide. He is an end-time apostle mandated to raise matured sons of God who will explicitly manifest their identity in Christ. Reverend David has a dynamic music ministry and is the author of Dangers of Wrong Marriage. His strong passion for soul winning has spurred Jesus for All Missions, an evangelistic crusade ministry. Now listen to Reverend David Edigenfi.
Father, you cannot lie. You are the Lion, Lion of Judah. You cannot lie. I say you cannot lie. Father, you cannot lie. You are the Master Lion of Judah. You cannot lie. We take this moment and we worship your presence, Jesus. We exalt you because you deserve to be exalted. We declare the whole of the year as the year of exalting you. And this moment is not an exemption. Spirit of God, anoint me to preach the word of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, let's take our seats beautifully. I thank God for the life of everyone here. And Lizzie, I think you are sitting too far. So sit around somebody so that you can touch the person and the person can touch you. Yes. You see that you are sitting somewhere. You do like this, you can't touch the person. It means you are not in the conference. So. Amen. So we are not waiting for anyone. We are just going. So we've been talking about the wise way of relating with money. The wise way of relating with money. How many of you believe that money is very powerful? Money is very powerful. Very well. And it's so powerful that it has power to divert your attention from Jesus and to cause you not to focus on the Lord. Hallelujah. But you see, the greatest disservice you do to yourself, I think I'm happy seeing a lot of you writing, that's good. The greatest disservice you do to yourself is not to know what money can do, because your inability to know what money can do gives Mammon, which is the spirit of money, the power to be able to overcome you. Hallelujah. But if you have the knowledge and you know how to handle money, then you will realize that you are in charge. Now, tonight, I just want to continue. I've realized that I must continue to a point where I'll just stop. I may not be able to preach everything from the Bible concerning money. But you see, sometimes people have the habit of saying that, oh, pastors like talking about money. Churches like talking about money. I want you to know that statement is demonic so much sometimes, based on the motive with which the people are saying what they are saying. Because if you fail to talk about it, the current of money can drag you from the church. It can drag you from Jesus. It can make you some way. So we have to talk about it. I say we have to do what? Talk about it. And number two, if we also fail to talk about it, the church will not know that money is supposed to be a servant to them, and therefore they will ignore it, they will fear it, they will hate it, they will not like it, and they will leave it and live a certain life. So many years ago, it was portrayed that poverty is holiness. But sincerely, poverty means the presence of demons in your life. Because it is only demons that will let you become poor. Because they will let you see, poverty is a state of thinking. It's a state of thinking, how you think. So the suggestions and the influence from the pit of hell can let you come to a certain point that your thinking pattern will be a poverty mentality. Now, one thing you must understand is that to have money in your pocket does not necessarily mean the eradication of poverty. You must get this clear. To have money in your pocket does not mean you are not poor. Somebody can have money in his pocket, in his account, but he's a poor person. Very poor person. Because poverty has got to do with your soul. Are you following what I'm trying to say? And don't forget, your mind is in the place of what? Your soul. So poverty has got to do with your soul. So you say, oh, this is a poor soul. Your soul. Because, you see, when you are poor or poverty minded, even when there's money in your hand, you don't know the use of it. You can't use money. You can't use it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Now, look at the difference between the how God sees money and how the world portrays money. And every time you want to know what is wrong with something on earth, look at how it is treated in heaven. Look at how it is treated in heaven. Hallelujah. So you go to heaven and you realize that silver and gold, they are actually the concrete where we walk. But you come to the earth, it is what human beings carry. In heaven, silver and gold carries men. But on earth, men carry it. We put it on our head. Yeah, gold. Yeah, chain. I mean, it's amazing. And you dare not touch people's gold, you are in trouble. But in heaven, it is something we leave outside. I wish they will release one of the arm robbers or the thieves that steal, break through and steal gold in heaven and see whether they will carry the road along. Because in heaven, the purest of gold is actually the street upon which we walk. So you see that money has a place in the life of the believer. It is not upon your head. It must be under your foot. It has to serve you. Money's place is to serve you. Money is one of your servants. Sincerely in ministry, there is a dimension where God anoints you. There's an anointing that brings money. Why? For the advancement of the kingdom. So, the communication here is that I want to make a statement. And the statement is, when it comes to money, we either worship with money or we worship money. If you fail to worship with money, you are going to worship money. Are you following what is happening here? I'm not hearing you. You are in a teaching service. Are you following? It's like you are in a classroom and your teacher says, do you understand? That's not how they say it though. Do you understand? The way they all said yes, that is what I want to hear. Because it's a teaching service. Or you don't agree? That's how it is. Hallelujah. So it is either you are worshiping with money or you are worshiping money. The day you will fail to worship with money, you have worshiped money. What it means is that when it comes to a time, you are supposed to pay your tithe, release your tithe, and you say, no, I can't release it. My money is too small. I don't have much. What you have done is that you have given honor to money instead of giving honor to God. You have worshiped money. The moment you say, oh, okay, fine, we want to buy carpet and put it here, and the Holy Spirit tells you, you heard my son. You are supposed to be one of the people paying for the carpet. Me, my room, cry, I'm not born carpet. We are coming to buy it for here. Even the Bible says that you should not love somebody more than you. You must love your neighbor as yourself. Is God your neighbor? Is God your neighbor? The moment you do that, you have worshipped money. You have given that reverence and fear to money instead of to God. So you must know how to relate with money. There is a wise way to relate with money. And you see, it shouldn't surprise you that the church is talking about money. Let me just give you this few statistics. 16 out of 38 of Jesus' parables deal with money and possessions. All the parables Jesus came to share. 38 parables. 16 of them. Almost 50% of them talks about money and possession. So I'm sure if Jesus was to be a pastor in our days, Adum FM would lambast him. People would blockers would lambast him. What do you think? They would tell this pastor he's a prosperity preacher. He likes preaching prosperity. He likes doing this. But she spoke about it. Because that thing, it is either gracious or dangerous. So you must teach it. One of the ways to secure my things, I decided to secure my things in my house, was to make sure that every child of mine that was born in my house, I exposed everything to them and showed them how to use everything. And this one we use like this. And this one we use like this. And this one we use like this. And you realize that they use it and they don't destroy it. But if you allow them to discover and explore by themselves, but they will destroy 13 before they get the 14th right. Are you following what is happening? So it's better to teach the thing than to leave the person. The Bible says that even some men of God have inflicted their soul. They have afflicted their soul in pursuit of what? Money. That makes it serious. That makes it very serious. It shall not be your portion. Oh. I say it shall not be your portion. Oh. Money will find its place in your life. And you will never lack it in Jesus' name. Now, you see, one thing you must know is that every servant that loves his master has good treatment. Are you aware of that? Every servant that loves his master has good treatment. The same way, if money is going to be a servant that will love you and work for you properly, then you must be a master that treats it what? Well. So Jesus taught us and said that if you don't know how to handle even unrighteous mammon, he said, who will commit you true riches? You must know how to be faithful and handle it right. So there is a wisdom to consider, a wisdom with which you must work with money. This week, one of the lessons I learned by the grace of God is that as long as you are on this earth, you have been given opportunity, you see, you have been given opportunity, okay, to enjoy some of the things that you have. The truth is that there is nothing in this world that is yours. There is nothing in this world that is yours. Tell me, my car, my this, it is never true. As long as you are alive, you have been given opportunity, okay, to use some. You bought it. You bought it with what? Your money. Where did you get the money from? You think it is yours. Anything that you die that you can't go with is never yours. So what is yours? Tell me. Everybody is a tenant in this life. Everybody is a passenger in this life. The way you sit in a car, you get to where you are going, you drop. The day you die is the day you drop from your car. The way you rent a house and when your this thing expires, you check out. The day you die is the day you leave the house you built. So you are also a tenant. Just that your own is the day you die. You are also a passenger. You are not a car owner. Just that you are the one who will drive you to the graveside. And then you check out and go into the grave. We'll cover you. The car is no longer yours. What is yours again? Tell me. You say it is your money. The day you will die, if we ask you, give us your account number, sign the check, you will see if you can sign it. It will be there. Somebody will spend it. Somebody will use it. So nothing is yours in this life. Get it into your head. So it is very tempting for me to give you something, take care of it. And I say that when you come to church, give me an offering, give me a tithe. And you come and said, what do you mean? I'm not giving you. That is my money. My hard-earned money. Look at you. Hard-earned money. My hard-earned money. What you are trying to tell the person, he will be watching you. You will go and meet him. I gave you money. You are telling me my hard-earned money. You see, if you are able to see things from the right perspective, you will be able to relate the way you are supposed to. Wisdom is effective, and wisdom's way is truth. Wisdom's way is truth. If it is not true, it is not wisdom. If it is not true, it is not wisdom. Get it straight. Get it straight. So nobody owes anything, including the dress you are wearing. Are you aware of that? Can you imagine that you bought this dress, but sincerely speaking, you rented it? You rented it for your stay on this earth. The day you are dying, we are taking it off. It's no longer yours again. And you can't charge anyone. You can't charge anyone. The day you die, we are taking it off. So you think like this and you realize, so what is the sense of building things for myself? Do you know what, Jesus? I'm going to teach you something today which has been a blessing to my life. If you want to know the reason why I give the way I give, I do the things I do, I want to show you why I do the things I do. And the Lord has been so faithful to my life. And I thank God for my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we understood that there are wisdoms to consider. I've told you that out of the 38 parables that Jesus preached, 16 of them was talking about what? Money and possessions. Nearly 25% of Jesus' words, can you imagine? 25% of Jesus' words in the New Testament deal with what? The stewardship towards money. It's about money. 1 out of 10 verses in the gospel deals with money. 1 out of 10 verses in the gospel deals with money. Can you imagine? In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, everywhere you go. And this will shock you. There are more than 2,000 scriptures on tithing in the Bible, money and possessions in the Bible. Over 2,000. So you are telling me that it is wrong to talk about money. Do you know that? Do you know that Jesus spoke about money more than Satan? I'm telling you, can you imagine we can have an all night and all that we are doing is that we are going to bind and loose. Loose which one? When you bind the devil, lose money. As when you bind the devil, do what? Lose money. And we have never, and many people are wounding themselves. Many Christians are wounding themselves. We have established it that the wisdom, one of the wisdom to relate with money is not to love money. You are not to love money. You are supposed to like it. You are not to love money. Hallelujah. You don't understand it. I want to show you that if you are married to a beautiful woman and you are in the house, the difference between this woman and the lady that serves you is you are supposed to like the lady, but you are supposed to love this one. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So you love God, but you like what this lady. So if it is time for me to go to bedroom and go and sleep, I don't go with the lady, I go with this woman. So I spend more time with this one. I share my secrets with her. I do more intimate things with her. More. To the extent that there are certain things that lady, no matter how beautiful, how nice, how whatever is doing, I will never do with her. So there are certain things you are not supposed to do with money. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I want to, Sunshine and your husband, come. Come. You are at disco. You absolute. You to come. Stand here, sweetheart. Stand here. You see these two gentlemen. At least you have married black one for long. There's a fair man here. I beg. No, you watch. Watch. I want to show you something. If I tell you to go and hug one of them, please move. No, you see what is happening. To the extent that when it is time to make a decision between God and money, you should never let money draw you. Because this is what you like, but this is who I love. Are you following what I'm trying to tell you? And the moment God is the one you love, you realize that if he is not after this, you will not go after it. Are you getting it? If this is what he wants, this is what he follows, you will end up following. The beautiful thing is that the moment you have God, the Bible says that the silver is mine, the gold is mine. So what you are going to chase is actually for him. It is a servant. He's the one that cleans his shoe. Clean the shoe now. Clean the shoe. He's the one that, you see, sweetheart. You see the one you wanted to go and like, he's clean the shoe. He's the one that cleans the shoe. He's the one that takes care. He's the one he sends to go and buy speakers. He's the one he sends to go and bring people to come and weed the backyard. He's the one he sends. Money is the one serving and ordering people around this great man. Are you following what is happening here? So the Bible said, you cannot serve two masters. Meaning that money has the potential to become a master. And then he lifted the whole thing that, and he said, you can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve God and mammon. So it means that for money to be aligned or to be placed in the same pedigree with God, meaning that money has a strong deception that looks like God, that would take your attention and make you feel like it is a savior, it is a deliverer, it is a giver of joy. It is a, so by the time you realize you are following money and you are not finding peace, you are not finding salvation, you are not finding joy, you are not finding, you are serving, and because you are chasing this one, you don't like this one. You can never like this one. You can never like it. So when it's time for church, you say you are going for board meetings because you are going to make money. When it's time for, thank you. When it's time for evangelism, you say, I'm going to see this. When we say, okay, we are giving, we want to do this thing for the Lord. I'm building my house. I'm building my house. Love your neighbor as yourself. I have to teach myself how to love myself. Then I'll know how to love my neighbor. I'm building my house. Hey! What a shock. Somebody gave me a plot of land. Okay. Which I've never even gone to look at it. This weekend, he called me and I asked him, how much that plot? He came around and said, that plot of land, how much is that? Do you know how much he told me? He said $90,000. I said, hey, that's what you gave me. I was shocked. When I gave God my plot of land, one was just 10,000 Ghana Cedi. 10,000. Now God said, I will shock you. I'll give you $90,000. If your heart is not with this one, it is very easy for him to push him away at any time, true or false. If you have not pushed this one, sunshine, and he chooses to go away, will you be happy? Will you be happy that he's leaving you? You can't be happy. How can you even push him away? I don't like you. Go. Can't tell him that you don't like him. You dare not try. You dare not try. So what it means is that if you love God, you will send money. You will release money to go and do what he has to do. Because what you have is more a treasure than that thing that you are sending to go and pay my tithe. Go and do this for me. Go and do this for me. Go and do this for me. Hey, we say we are going to fix the glasses in the church. Money. Hey, you the one in the account. Come. Go and support the glasses. Pay for three of the windows. We say we want to do ceiling. You can send money. You will not. It will not have your heart. Because what has your heart is this one. Is God. Is this one. This one doesn't have your heart. It can go everywhere. The Bible says that where your treasure is, that is where your heart is. So if you want to know what you treasure, look at what holds your heart.
Sunshine. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Are you clear on this interpretation? So you need to understand what money is. When you carry stuff on your head, you said, I'm going to sell. Do you know what you have to tell yourself? I'm going to get myself empowered to work for the Lord. That should be your mindset. When you carry your bags, I'm going to work. At the end of the month, they'll pay me. Charlie, I'm going to do something to make sure. So what is sending you? Listen to me. What is sending you is not the money you are going to have. What is sending you is the God you are going to serve. You get a point. Hi. Did you get a point?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes. Yeah. I'm a pimsika. Usika. What are they called? Why? Jesus made a certain statement. And it has blown me off today. Let's look at Luke. Luke chapter 16. Look at Luke. I say, look at who? It means that Luke is looking at you to look at him. Luke chapter 16, verse from 1 to 15, is talking about money. It's a scripture I should have read, but for time's sake, I should have read it. Let's read it from the chapter. Let's read it. It's the Bible. That's why we are here. We came for Bible school. Is that not it? Let's read it. So he said that, and he said also unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. That means you're about to die. Look at what it's saying. This scripture, when you're reading it there, look at yourself, okay, having opportunity to live on earth with all the things you have. And God has come to tell you today you are dying. And you are supposed to tell me what you used your life for. That's the picture you have to look at. So the steward is going to be no longer a steward again. He's about to die and leave. You get the point there. But look at what he said. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me stewardship. I cannot dig to beg. I am ashamed. He has disgraced himself. He has wasted his master's resources. He has no place in the heart of his master. He has no relationship with anything. And he said, there are certain things he can't do again. He can't do ministry again. He can't work again. He's ashamed. He doesn't have anything to talk about. I am resolved what to do. He said, I have a plan. I know what to do. That when I am put out of this stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his lost debtors unto him and said unto the first, how much owest thou unto my Lord? And he said, 100 measure of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bill and sit down quickly and write 50. So you know what he said? The customers have not heard that the guy has been sacked. So he quickly went to the customers and told the customers, say, I can't hear now, what did me master? What's your chale? And no, now no me to 100. 100, or see, sir. It's just again, no. It's like good in person, wow, or the throw 50. For just me, who can't be faster? Throw 50. So, sister, give feels like I call him papa. I call him papa. You see what is happening? I call him papa. Immediately, if somebody does that for you, won't he become your friend? Become your friend like you like the person. Wow. But you're making you now, mommy. Like that. Then said he unto another, how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measure of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill and write 40. 40 means that 20 times 4. How much is that? 80. Let's move on. And the Lord commended. Look at it too. And the Lord commended Jesus. Look at that. Hey. The word commending means of money fans or born a basso. The guy is doing the wrong thing, but he's receiving fans. From who? He's receiving fans from who? Are you not surprised? Now look at something. Why he commended? They said the unjust steward. He commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. So when it comes to money, we deal with it what? Wisely. He had done wisely for the children. This is where this scripture, people have been misquoting it. For the children of this world, unbelievers, unrighteous people are in their generation wiser than the children of light. The children of light are believers, born again Christians. Is it possible that unbelievers are wise than us? Hello? Is it possible they are wiser than us? You are not able to answer. It can never be, because wisdom begins from the fear of God. So if you don't fear God, you have not even begin being wise. So why did he say this? The reason why he said this is because of this. He said, for the children of this world, unbelievers, are in their territory, in their realm, in their denomination, in their domain. When we take them and the world, and the way they engage the laws of the world, they operate it properly more than the children of light in their realm. So what Jesus was saying is that Christians with all the Holy Ghost wisdom and the scriptures and everything we know, we don't apply it properly. We don't know how to pay tithe. We don't know how to use money. We are not wise when it comes to that. But the worldly guy and corruption and bribery, he uses it to his advantage. That's what Jesus is saying. So the world has a way he deals with money. And the worldly people know how to do it. The Christian too has a way he must deal with money. But they don't know how to do it. This is the problem. And that's why Jesus made the statement. Then the next verse, look at what Jesus said. And that is what blew me off. It's like, God, this is amazing. I've been thinking about it. And I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitation. Hey! I should make to myself. This scripture had confused me since I got born again until recently. And the Holy Ghost taught me. I was going to drop my kit in school. And the Holy Ghost taught, I remember where he was teaching me. From Duke's police station barrier to Coupon. Within that stretch, that was when he was teaching me. It's like, God. Then I was shivering behind the stair. What? What? He said, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness. So he calls money mammon of what? Unrighteousness. That means that money has the potential. Money is not holy like you think. It becomes holy based on what you use that for. He said, make to yourself mammon of what? Unrighteousness. That when ye fail, when you fail, when you die, that is the last thing to say. When you get broken, when you fall into poverty, when you miss it, they may receive you into everlasting habitation. Who are the day? Who are the day? Those are the day are the what? The friends you made through. And here we go. Give it to me in Amplify. And then I think things will be more clearer here. I tell you, make friends of yourself by means of unrighteous mammon, deceitful riches, money, possession, so that when it fails, those who have favored may receive and welcome you into everlasting habitation. I need is it classic Amplifier? This Amplifier, I don't like it. There are two kinds of Amplifier Bible. You must know this. So if you can change, is it only this you have? Okay, then give it to me probably in Message or ESV or TLB or any of this thing. Okay, let's see. Message says what? I want you to be smart. He said, I want you to be smart. This is what Jesus is the one teaching us. He said, guys, the worldly people look sharp. You have to be smart. I want you to be smart in the same way. But for what is right, using every adversity to stimulate you to creative survival, to concentrate your attention on the bare essentials, so you will live, really rely, really live, and not complacently adjust, get by on good behavior. Give me ESV, something, NIV, but I will explain it. He said, I tell you, use worldly wealth. Look at this. Use worldly wealth to gain friends. Money is unrighteous. But he said, I'm telling you, one of the wisdom of the Christian is to make sure you use worldly wealth to gain friends. Now, what he's saying is that if you have money, okay, if you have money, use money for what will make you acceptable by people, by anything. For example, use money to get good health. Use money to get friends. Use money to get good cars. Use money to make friends. Are you getting it? Are you following? Hello? But watch it. Watch what he said. And it will blow your mind. Use wealth to gain friends for yourself, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwelling. Can a car welcome you to eternal dwelling? Can a human being welcome you to eternal dwelling? So what is he saying? What he's trying to tell you is that when you have money, as much as you are using money to gain friends, as much as you are using money to buy the cars, make sure what you are using them to do, the car you are buying, the friends you are having, when you are dead, it will have eternal reflection. So what he's telling you is that use money for kingdom advancement. So you get to heaven and you realize that a friend of heaven has come. This is what he's telling you. So that when I'm
giving my tithe. Jesus knows that, wow, this is a friend of the kingdom. This is a friend of the kingdom. Something is lacking in the house of God. I take care. Money takes care of it. This is a friend of the kingdom. This is a friend of the kingdom. The lower wisdom, I mean, the lower dimension of operation is to use money, man of God. The thing is, if I give you, you will like me. The Bible says a gift turns the heart of a man. So Jesus is telling you, the world uses money to pay bribe. Bribe is giving gift to twist justice. But when I have not committed anything, for example, I have I have something I do with my police friends on the road. I can be traveling with you and you realize police people see me. Oh my God. Oh, carry on, sir. Oh, carry on. Near stop. As I'm driving, there's no sticker. That doesn't mean I don't have stickers. I have stickers on my destiny. I intentionally left it to see how they respond. I wanted to prove the scripture. If I'm driving and I buy a carton of water in my car, and I get to a place and I say, Charlie, am I? Mungi fem kulia we are no. Let me call. Say me ba. No mu say, Charlie, 90-24 neba no. They may say, oh, man of God. I have gained friends. How did I gain the friend? I use money. Though you think money is not God, but I can use him to gain what? Friends. I can use him to build church. I can use him to take care of certain bills. I can use money to sponsor somebody to a school. And I may be sponsoring the next great man of God. I can use. Jesus taught us this wisdom. I have never heard any pastor preach this thing. The Holy Ghost taught me himself. Use a righteous mammon to make friends so that when you have failed, he said, you'll be received into eternal dwelling. But you know that people make money and they rather create enmities for themselves. Now watch something here. If you like, let me stand here and say that, Charlie, I need 10 CDs credit on my phone. There are many of you who may not, I'm not saying it will happen, who may not send me credit. But there are some people here, for what I have done in their life, if they have money, they will never leave me lacking. Are you aware of that? So just imagine that I give this brother 10, I give this brother 10, this one 10, this one 10. One day I need 10. Me too, I need 10. By the time you realize, 10 will come from here, 10 will come from 10, I will have more. That is why the Bible says that if you are stingy, you will be poor. Wisdom in relating with what? Money. So those of you see, whatever you fear, first of all, one way to know a master is to ask, what do I fear? Number two, what do I reverence? Number three, who do I obey? These are all scriptures. The Bible says that the person whose voice you obey, you have become a slave to. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So the moment you fear money and you obey the voice of money and you are submitted to money, then you have made money your master. You have made money. But you must make God your master. The moment you make God your master, money will become your slave. You become your servant. It becomes your servant. Hallelujah. Money becomes your servant. I'm telling you the truth. May God give you a lot of servants, which is money. It is nice. It is very, very nice to wake up on Sunday and I'll be preparing, be in my prayer room, preparing. Then I come out and say, oh, your protocol guys are here. Then sometime I'll be late. Get to bathroom, bath. And I'll go, try to go and look for my dress to go and iron. And then my wife is like, oh, your protocol guys came here. They've ironed everything. They polished your shoe. Servants are good. Servants are good. May God give you servants. Yeah. May God give you servants. Yes.
I go to a house. We are selling a car. Blah, blah, blah. Me cry. Me walk it to a bit. Me say, fakaun. Fakaun. I want to buy a big car. I said, fakaun. Then he added it. Now the big car is that, look, you have to take care of me in a certain way. The small car is the one moving me around. And that is what money can do. Make friends. Sometimes, just learn to spend something to get somebody's attention. Sow it as a seed. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It doesn't kill. It rather secure your future. That's the wisdom. What are you afraid? You think it's a loss because you lack the mystery and the wisdom Jesus taught. So as it is going, you think you are losing. You are not losing. No. Why are people telling, they said, what is Asikafuasari? Receive it in Jesus' name. Yes. We are not poor people. Obviously, we will not be poor. No way. I prophesy more of the riches. I am not intimidated by amounts mentioned. No way. What you fear, you run from. What you like, you attract. Fear money. Fear money. Make friends with unrighteous mammon. How many of you are stirred up with some boldness? From today, you see that, no, Charlie, I've been doing something wrong. Now I'm going for it. Yeah, going for it. I'm going for it. I'm going for it. If you like tomorrow, you just spy. Spy. When you go to work, spy and see a gentleman or a lady who you see that, Charlie, they are not being, it's not. Sometimes you see, maybe, I don't know whether I have to even go to that dimension. I mean, ways of giving. Giving and how to give. Why you have to give to somebody who is richer than you. And why you have to give to somebody who is your colleague. Why, like coming to church. I know, Charlie, Pastor Sunny is dusted. But as I come, no, Charlie, I buy two handkerchiefs. Take one, make her take one. Do you know what it does? It breaks the limit of relationship. Just handkerchief. Ah. You'll be surprised. And come on, you're more da. You're bebo. Africa, just that you swear, Hong Kong, thank you, Tablo, be a unimon. Say, you know, they are queen. I'm queen. We know, and then say, no. If you come to church, you try it. As if you try it. Buy 2 pence. When you come, shall I have 2 pence? Would you like, do you mind taking one? Useful. Look at somebody in the crowd. Charlie, this guy doesn't have a Bible. Charlie, yes, last week I saw you were not having Bible. So when I was going to bought you a Bible, make friends. With unrighteous mammon. Make friends. Your boss, his birthday, what are you waiting for? Christmas, I do, yeah, 31st night, yeah, be call a first. Pisika, because scripture, you know, for a daily guide. Look, actually, I'm thinking about next year in your Christianity. I'm thinking about next year, what, and you may be goom, nice, your first year, you shall know. Not yet, your birthday card, and then, namiadum. What's happening? Birthday card, they've been hobby. What nice words. I've always loved being a colleague in the office with you. You are look for something good about a person, right? You are smart, you are this, and I really admire. I keep looking at you and want to be like you in this area. I feel you will need this for next year. I wish you well. And present it to that brother or that sister. Make friends with unrighteous mammon. What you what gang gam so, give me my tithe. You tell God the tithe is tight here already. It's tight here. We are not allowing it to go anywhere. Hey! Make friends with unrighteous what? Mammon. And learn to make sure that
If you are truly a servant of God, let all your servants, the Bible says when Abraham was going to war, he went with his servants. Let all your servants go with you. Let all your servants, one of your servants is money. When you come to church, we say we are doing this. Let your servant who can solve that problem, go and do it. You say, can we have somebody to sing a song? One song for us. You know you have a servant, a voice servant. Come and sing. But when we say, can we have somebody to help us buy a carpet? Charlie, look at your account. That 10,000 that is there. 10,000, 5,000. Come and do that work for me. You have sent a servant. You have made friends with unrighteous mammon. And the day you will appear. So when you read that scripture, when we continue to read, let's continue to read. Look at something that Jesus said after this. Verse 10. He said, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. Let's roll on. They said, so if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust to you true riches? Let's grow. Go. And if you have not been trustworthy, I have to talk about all this, but because of time, I don't want to. Trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? Then he said, no servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate one, blah, blah, blah. Let's roll on. Then he said, the Pharisees who loved money heard all this. They did what? When they heard all this and were snaring at what? You see? They love money, so they can't love the Lord. They are snaring. The next verse. He said to them, you are the ones who justify yourself in the eyes of men. But God knows your heart. What is highly, this scripture means a lot. He said, what is highly valued among men is detestable in God's sight. When you go and read Matthew chapter 6, the Bible talks about it. Jesus said, he said, build treasures for yourself in heaven. How do you build treasures for yourself? Use unrighteous mammon to make friends for yourself. So that when you die and you appear there, he said, you shall be received into eternal dwelling. Hey, some of you will be surprised. You'll be sleeping in veranda in heaven. Hey. You come and beg me, Pastor, as we day, if me then you are. As I come, no. Then I don't know, cry. Then I don't know. Then you don't know what. When we build a temple, then I think I say, like, I for build my house. Because the way that we did, then the landlord, they do. So the money God gave me, I take build my house. So as I come here, I come to see my plot did there. We know weed safe. Hey, I go feel patch your body small. You go feel patch your body, be my body. You pa. You go never at that top. Make friends. I said, do what? Make friends. Are you getting blessed here? Make friends. Don't fear money. Don't fear. I remember when I was desiring that, oh God, God bless me with money. God, I want to pay tithe like 10 million. God, oh. I was a student that was praying, Lord. And once I was praying in that small Akakpami room, the voice of the Lord came. If you want to be a 10 million tithe payer, be faithful with one city tithe paying. That time it was 10 city. It said 10 city tithe pay. Then I wrote it and I pasted it at my on my wall. When I left the room, the guy I left the room for, when he came, he also left it there. When I left school, bam! God says that the time has come. I was there, and somebody gave me money. 100 million. So what is the title of 100 million? 10 million. Guy. Then I said, Abba. And I was so excited. Finally, I've arrived there. Carried the money. I'm going to pay my tithe. I was very, very happy. And I told myself, I said, the Bible says that, oh yeah, Papa, I'm going to make sure nobody sees this thing. So I try, Lord, if it's going to make me proud, Lord, take pride away from me. I pray, hey, Hemin and Pibo. Where do you be there? Unim said they are tear their train, said Obi Obi who hired here. Thousand, today it is 1,000. That time on that top plot. You'll be plot sick and I'm going to go to your tight. That top plot. Are you following? How many of you want to be 1,000 Ghana tithe payers? $2,000. May you receive it in Jesus' name. How many of you want to be 1 million Ghana city tithe payer? May you receive it in Jesus' name. It's possible. When I heard the story of Zoom Lion and how much tithe he pays, I said, yeah, it shall be my story. You see what do you see what Pentecost Church is doing? For all you know, his money is the one doing all these things. By the time he gets to heaven, he never may have gone for one evangelism. But the prison they have built, the crusades they are doing, it is his money, oh, carry no. He has made friends. He has made friends. And because of him, look at the number of workers. He's the second highest employer in Ghana right now. When you take the government from there, Zoom Lion is the second highest employer, meaning that he has all these people. If they are all Christians, they are all paying tithes. They are all supporting the work of God. So what do you think God will do to that man? Can he be poor ever? Never. Never. Me go to Bible, not say Abraham, they say, make a Zoom Lion. Ukrum ni, bibini, become Bruni and Kabaka say, Abra for the song Ben Yusu. They be, become Bini, Ukrum ni. Okay, chi. Okay, chi. Are you there already? Are you there already? I pray that the Holy Spirit will give you understanding. Amen. And a heart to hold this truth and this reality in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. What a blessing this is to us. Wow. For where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be. So if I want my heart to be with God, then I must take my treasures to God. How many of you want your heart to be with God? The things of God in heaven. Then one easier way, okay, is to take your treasures and put it in the hands of God. Put it, give it to God. When it goes there, your heart will go there. So I always tell my departmental heads, I tell them, I say, look, let your members pay money in their department. Dues and all those things. Why? Because usually people that give money in the department, they normally don't destroy the department. But if they don't do anything, they don't pay anything. Okay, can I have you not call the baby? Because S.A.M. Fana ho, ni fi inim. Na kume ni ho. Mem mwa ye bi, tu ye bi bi. Pay something. I said, do what? How many of you know that Bishop Adeboye, Redeemed Church is not for him? How many of you knew it, that Redeemed Church is not for Bishop Adeboye? He's just like, Reverend, that I have left the church for. And when his senior pastor was about to leave the church for him, he is a professor of mathematics. He's a teacher of mathematics. And he had joined the church fresh. And God said that I want to show you who you must give the church to before you die. God told his father he was coming to die. But I want you to leave the church in the hands of. There were older pastors and many big guys in the church already. Then he called them, then told them, I want you people to give an offering and a seed you have never. He called all the pastors and the leaders, give an offering, a seed you have never given in your life before. Huh. And then everybody gave like wild, wild, wild. But you know what he did? He went to sell all that he has and brought it. Come again. He closed his account, sold many things, his car, and added everything, and brought it. And when he brought it, God says that he's the one. Leave the church for him. The day they called, this I'm talking is on YouTube. The day they called him, he said it himself, that he's supposed to take care of the church. All the other pastors stopped the church. They were angry. They all left. So the church reduced them all. Today, he said God told him that he should build a temple. And the size of the temple is 3 kilometers by 3 kilometers. Do you know 3 kilometers? I wish they can project it. Media people, I wish they can project it. Redeem tent. Oh, you can change fifth gear. Now we call out sound. 3 kilometers by 3 kilometers. And the place get packed. They are not able to have Sunday meetings. He doesn't preach on Sunday. He preaches on Friday night. When everybody has gone. Because when he preached one, traffic comes to the city. Over 3 million people gather. Do you understand 3 million? And so far, but you say, they should go and see something. Over 3 million people gather. And even that, he had never come to say, he had never come to say, he still laid there down and blessed God. You see, if you don't have the heart of God, you begin to compete with God. It is only Lucifer that said, I want to be like God. How can you, human being, come and say, the one you are searching for, he's here. Are you Jesus Christ? That is an antichrist. 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 The Bible said that he will lure many. Didn't the Bible say? He said he will lure many. Are they not many? The spirit of the antichrist. Musia Dio. Musia Bible. Bible. Bible because it was yesterday I saw that thing. And in the night, I took like 1 hour watching this. Then I go and watch this. Then I say, hey, what is this? What is this? What is this? This guy saying? This is the same guy I told you 2004. I was going to the Kofodia, just beside the fire service there. A banner was there. His banner was there. The Holy Ghost told me, that is a senior wizard. This is a great witch. I didn't understand it because me, I thought it was something about you yourself would be. And, because I just saw, but you said something that was there. I didn't, 2004, I didn't bother. I just looked at it. And so I can't forget the face. Not too long before I realized, he has some small church and he was there. I said, this is the man I saw some time ago. Great witch. And for the sake of small church, I also ignored it. And he was on strong. Before we could say, hey! So me, I know where he's going. I know where he's coming from. I know where this guy is going. But listen to me very careful. Whether he dies or he doesn't die, there's no need for you to pray he should die or whatever. But the most important thing is that blaze the light and let darkness what? Despair. Bless it. Bless it. Pray for the troopers. Pray for your pastor. Support. Stand with your pastor. Be there. People can take bus and go. And we say we are going for camp meeting. He said, I'm going to. I have this. Look at you. How do we become influential? How do we overcome some of this? How do we help save some of these people? Be that believer that heaven can be proud of. Be that person that heaven can be happy about because of you in an area. You see, the way to overcome the enemy and such things is not to argue with them. The Bible has even said that you should not even get into argument with them. That is not it. They should rather argue about you. Live a certain life. Blaze the light. Let them see and begin to argue about you. Share the word. We put something on platform. You to take it, share it. Let the word go. The Bible says the word is spoken. He said, many are there that publish it. Send it. Support the gospel. Support the things of God. Push it. Push it. Let Jesus be happy. Let Jesus be happy. Amen. Amen. God bless you. So I want to end here. I don't know whether there are some questions you want to ask. If there are questions, I want to rest my case here. And then you can ask your questions, please. Any question. Let's flow. Yeah, there's a hand there.
Apostle, thank you very much for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
This message has really blessed me since you started this series.
Mm.
And you spoke about something, using money to gain friends. Yeah, I think I'll ask a question, but I just want to share this. Last year, latter part of last year, I mean, the last trimester or something, my landlord called me that, Kuju, I need some money. But I know your time is not due, but I need some money. And I said, okay. So I sent him the money. Then this year, when my time is due was due, he was like, Kuju, I know your time is due, but just give me 100 CDs and the rest pay it later. Like when you are free, pay it. So when you are saying, I just realized that then it means because of what I did for him, because
you
of
gained,
what,
you gained friendship.
Yeah. And right now he called me like Kuju, what is saying? He has begun to love me.
About your body.
Nipa, I remember 2017, he came to my house and said, but right now, no, the relationship has changed.
Yeah.
And also another one is, I work for a woman, and when I was going to submit the final work, I had the impression to do a frame. I said, Nipa pictures na miku try. Minya Nipa ni frame ba akun kana mifen chen. So I did it and I gave it to her. And when she saw it, she loved it. Though, I mean, you were saying something about you giving something to somebody. So I was like, when I gave it to her, she was happy and she thanked me a lot. So later on, she realized that I wasn't that, I was calm, and she asked me, Kuju, what's going on? And I told her, oh, I'm doing this, I'm paying some amount to somebody, but I said, my finances said that is stable. She was like, okay. She gave me 1,000 CDs, go and pay the amount. And she told me to pay it back when like I feel like, when I like.
And you don't clap your hands. Why will you get this breakthrough?
So I realized that like it has really been happening. So
the last time I go about business, the way I thought, who to me now? Who them grant me now? Go to back what you say business when you want down for. What you call?
So now, Apostle, my question is, money has the potential of becoming like God in your life. So then, isn't it safe to run away from it?
It is never safe to run away from it because in your run from money, you get to a point where you will need him or her or it to help you cross to the next level. Money is a servant that must aid you. That is it. It's not dangerous. It is only dangerous if you don't know, if you don't have the wisdom I'm talking about. Eh? Is it safe to run in a car or to run away from a car? Do I want to give you my car key right now? Is it safe to run away from it or will you run away from it?
If you are to give me your car.
Yeah, I want to dash you.
Oh, I will take it.
But it's not safe. It can kill you. The only time it becomes dangerous is when you lack knowledge of the driving.
Yeah.
It becomes dangerous. The same way if you don't have the wisdom to handle money, money is dangerous. God bless you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Any other question, please? Okay.
Thank you for the word. It's a blessing to be here. Daddy, I want to ask, if someone makes money through dubious ways, but channels the money through kingdom advancement, does it count for righteousness?
I want to read a scripture. Okay, you let me just say. God doesn't like it. God doesn't like it. I have been deceived before. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I have been deceived before. The Bible says that a curse remains in the house of the thief. So you see why many politicians cannot stop stealing. And they die strangely. Because they steal our money too much. They steal our money too much. It's not right. You cannot bring a defiled object to the house of God. Yes. One day, a pastor friend of mine closed from service. When he closed from service, there was a 4x4, a car, nice car, I don't remember the 4x4, parked in front there.
And then they said a guy was looking for him. And so he went out. And when he went out, the guy opened the car boot and it was packed with money. And he said he wants to give it to the church. But he don't take it. So at that time they needed money. Not knowing the guy was a Sakawa boy, his time was up and he was about to die. And so he wanted to do something and see if, and that's how people think. These are deceptive preachings and knowledge that lead people into bondage, thinking that, oh, maybe we are my cause for forgiveness. Hey, what you don't know is that it leaves a mark on you. Do you know in heaven, we will know you are a fornicator. We will know there will be a mark on you that shows that you did this. So in heaven, we don't wear this, you know. You are only covered by glory. The intensity of the glory would show the amount of Christ's life you demonstrated. So if you didn't do much, you literally look naked, almost. When you read the Bible says that some of the people, their dresses are short. Mini skirt. You are going to slay God. Amen. So please watch your ways. I say, do what? Watch your ways. There are certain things. Don't be deceived. No. I never bought a watch for myself in life. But there is not a single watch I use that when I put on a table, it doesn't have value. Because I told myself to buy a watch, I would sew it into the church. One day I was there. If I tell you the price of this watch, you'll be very surprised. One day I gave my watches to him to go and record it. And the guy charged him and said, why will you charge? Do you know what the guy told him? Okay, now watch out, I've been going board and then you can meet him. Me, I never told the guy the price. He said, watch how they buy a Yankola watch. Be anywhere Yankola watch. Also, penny watch was it? A penny watch. I never. But you be there, then this one I'm bringing. You be there, then this one I'm bringing. You be there, then this one I'm bringing. God has a way He takes care. God has a way. If your heart is for God, listen to me. If your heart is for God, His heart will be for you. And if your heart is for somebody, you give your best to the person through of us. So just win the heart of God. The Bible says that a gift turn the heart. So you can, it's a principle. Live by the scriptures. That's all. That's all. That's my wife. Hey, sometimes we can give her. Then she will ask me, Nana, oh, me pe, who need to see me? So I hope I've answered your question very well. Amen. Recently, have you heard that they have stopped a certain pastor, a prophet? They have banned him from sticking a bet. This is a lotto, it's a bet today. I hear he has a way of having revelation and then he'll go and stick it and you win. He was using it to sponsor his church members. When I saw it, I laughed. Then I saw a lot of comments, the betting guys, they said they'll go to that church. They'll go to that church. All right, God bless you. Thank you for your audience.
Wow. What do we tell our Father? These are teachings you can trust. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, you can subscribe. You can share with your friends. Take a screenshot and share it on your social stories and tag us at KMC Worldwide. For more information, visit kmcworldwide.org. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.